Wow, I lost that in my office pool. Max DeLeo makes that free throw. 51-39, now the Iona lead.
Some full court pressure by DeLeo. Almost a steal, but now Mama's shorthanded defensively.
A 5-on-4 quickly. Amayo to the rim. Leaves one for Dublin, who lays it in.
All set up by Max DeLeo. Gambling there on the inbounds pass. He couldn't get it. And then Iona went 5-on-4 and got a layup.
Under 2 minutes to go. Gale's up 14. Austin Tillman skips it over to Max DeLeo. Open for three in the left corner. He'll knock it down again. DeLeo has 12 points.
It's all about getting stops now, Eddie, with the Monmouth Hawks being down.
Amayo drives, leaves one down low for Dublin. Tillman contests. Nicholas pulls down the rebound. Hawks down 11 as Justin Robinson brings in the front court. Alley-oop to DeLeo. Made the catch, couldn't throw it down. Let's go back the other way. English brings it down with 90 seconds to go. Isaiah Williams open for three, and he missed that one. Rebound gets tipped out to Kelvin Amayo. Bounces one to Kazmir. Kazmir, nice lefty pass to Dublin, who's fouled by Tillman with 1:20 to go in the first half.
Well, that's what you want to do with Dublin. He doesn't shoot it with the foul shots very well. He's got an ugly form at the line. So I like that the Hawks fouled and wrapped him up, didn't let him get an open layup there.
Now, I was talking before the game, guys, to Josh Newman and a few of our other friends in the media. And I was saying with Dublin going to the line with two here that I wouldn't mind if early in this game Monmouth went, and I know we bring up the references all the time, Monmouth went old school playoff basketball. First time Iona goes to the rim, give him a nice hard foul as Dublin makes the first one. Guys, I think Monmouth could be in need of something like that now to shake things up as they're down 12.
Well, the Hawks got a hard foul yesterday. I believe it was from Chris Brady who sent a hard foul at somebody, and I don't necessarily disagree with that, Eddie, but a lot of Iona's points are from the three-point line.
That's a fair point. And Dublin, who's not a good free throw shooter, makes two of them look really easy. He's a 43% free throw shooter. Gale's up 13.
Yeah, and Dublin's got 8 points in this first half. That's almost three times as much as his season average.
Austin Tillman, top of the key. He's going to drive it. Kazmir. Nice leave behind pass for Kofani, who wasn't ready for it. And then Dublin, the aforementioned one, takes it away. Here comes Kazmir, 3-on-2 for Amayo. Oh, my goodness! Kelvin Amayo just put one down on Max DeLeo. And I'll tell you what, this first half now has two SportsCenter top 10 plays. Wow, look out below.
I say this about, if we're going to compare dunk to dunk, that one was violent. That was a vicious throwdown by Amayo at a running start.
Oh, I think that's a great word, Matt. That was vicious by Kelvin Amayo. I appreciate Max DeLeo going up to contest that, but you're right, vicious. And you know what? Iona right now has got it absolutely rolling on all cylinders, and I really credit Coach Clues for that strategy coming out in this game and that trapping defense. They have been phenomenal.
Guys, Monmouth averages 63 points allowed as Amayo misses that free throw with under a minute to go this season. Iona right now has 57 points as Monmouth is going to keep running. Andrew Nicholas, another three. That one off the back of the iron. Amayo loses the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay Hawks ball. Monmouth is one of the better defensive team guys in this conference. Iona's almost got as many points as Monmouth allows for a full game and a half.
I mean, they're just not missing. You know, they've got 11 three-pointers out of 18 attempts, so it's not like they're bombing and missing and just getting a whole bunch of chances. They're making all of their shots.
14-second difference on the game and shot clock. Inbound to Brees Kofani, who will throw top of the key to Robinson. Coach Rice kind of implores his team to slow down here. They're double-teaming Robinson. Throw ahead to Kofani. Kofani at the left wing. Throws back to Robinson. Let's see if they run more guys at him. Robinson splits a double-team. Kicks it out to Colin Stewart. Open for three. Puts it in.
That's traditional Monmouth offense. Robinson get into the lane and find the open player. That's about the first time, Steve, I can remember all this first half that he's been able to penetrate, get into the lane, and then dish and kick to the outside.
Justin Robinson sliced up Iona with that play, really, in the two games. Robinson had 24 in New Rochelle, and he had 25 in West Long Branch. But, again, the Iona defense is not letting Monmouth run that play with their traps and with that gimmick box and one that they were playing earlier on. Robinson hasn't been able to do that. Now, we keep talking about the Iona shooters, guys, and how they're not missing. But to me, they're getting a lot of open looks, and they're great shooters who are making open shots, and Monmouth has to do a better job.
27.7 seconds to go in the first half. Iona 57, Monmouth 45. Alongside Steve Pizzazz and Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Ryan Drummond engineering our broadcast back in our Bayville studios. As guys, Iona presumably will have, or rather our Tom Driver studios, Iona will have the final shot here in the first half. And I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of college basketball games this season. When you see 57-45 as your final, we still got 20 minutes of basketball ahead of us. Amayo will bring it up against Austin Tillman, 20 seconds to go in this opening 20 minutes. Amayo throws to A.J. English. English is guarded by Kofani. Monmouth kind of switching, double-teaming guys here, 10 seconds to go in this first half. Lowry back in for this possession. Amayo around a Lowry screen, throws to Kazmir, 5 seconds to go. Kazmir to the lane. Tried to throw it to Isaiah Williams. It was kicked out of bounds, so 2.8 to go. Iona will inbound. Amayo will inbound. Lowry in. I'll tell you, if David Lowry touched me, I'd fall down here. They tried to inbound. It was intercepted by Tillman. Robinson to beat the buzzer. He is off the top of the backboard. And we'll go to halftime with Iona in front of Monmouth, 57-45.
Well, this is what maybe we all feared a little bit, was Iona getting off to a good start and riding it all the way through the first set of 20 minutes. And they did just exactly that. 20 made shots, 11 of those three-pointers, 57 points. Now, the one good thing I would say, Steve, for Monmouth is maybe Monmouth did dodge that bullet. Maybe it is Iona that just finds a way in the second half to be a little bit cold, or even colder, I will say, because Monmouth certainly not by any stretch of the imagination is out of it. I mean, you're going into halftime hitting 9 of their last 10 shots, but you look up and they're down by 12.
Well, how about these numbers, guys? Monmouth is shooting 62% from the floor, and they're losing by 12. Because right now Iona is 11 of 18 from 3. They are just on absolute fire. It's incredible.
Monmouth ended the first half making 9 of its last 10 shots, but Iona goes 11 of 18 from 3. And this is just mind-boggling. And the biggest number, guys, with Monmouth trailing by 12 before we take our first timeout at halftime, one that my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, just pointed out on the monitor. Iona has forced 14 Monmouth turnovers. Steve, they've turned that into 22 points.
And Monmouth just against that pressure defense and the traps, they're not taking care of the basketball. You have to use that defense against Iona. Attack them, hit the middle, and try to punish them for playing that kind of defense.
Hawks trail the top-seeded Gales 57-45 at halftime. We'll step out. 2-minute pause as we've begun our halftime show, which this afternoon is presented by the Asbury Park Press, a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics. Back in 2 minutes here in the MAC Tournament semifinals on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And we welcome you back here from the Times Union Center in Albany, New York. The MAC semifinals taking place as Iona has a 57-45 advantage on Monmouth. Game number two, which will follow this one, will have St. Peter's squaring off against Manhattan. And in terms of how the flow of this contest has gone, well, you've only got to look at one number, and that is the 11 three-pointers that have been made by the Gales of Iona. As we take you through some of the first half stats, let's look first at Iona. A.J. English has got 19 points, 16 for Cedric Kazmir, 12 for Isaiah Williams down the line, Dublin off the bench with 8. Amayo has the other two. As a team, Iona shooting 20 of 35 for 57%, 11 of 18 from the outside, 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 15 total rebounds, 15 assists, so they're working the ball around very well as well. They have led by as many as 15. For Monmouth, the Hawks being paced out of Max DeLeo. He's got 12 points, 6 points apiece for Justin Robinson and Andrew Nicholas. Deion Jones with a solid 9-point performance. 7 from Colin Stewart off the bench. 3 for Brees Kofani. 2 points for Chris Brady. Team total of 65. 16 of 26 for 61.5%. 6 of 11 from the outside for 54.5. 7 of 10 from the free throw line. 13 total rebounds and 9 assists. It is Iona 57, Monmouth 45. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll make it a 60-second pause. We'll come back and talk with Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press, which, of course, brings you this halftime show. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Don't forget to follow APP.com at Joshua Newman and pick up a paper tomorrow. Great opportunity for you to follow what is taking place in all of Mama sports, but certainly obviously right now basketball is paramount. And as we sit right now at the half, Iona 57, Mama 45. Josh, you know, as you look at that first half, you know this is what Iona can do. They can do it to just about anybody, not just in the MAC, but I would say they could do it to just about anybody in the country, because if they get hot, they're a team that can just roll it all the way through the entirety of a game.
Yeah, in years past when Iona would win the MAC tournament, go to the NCAAs, you know, as a 12 seed 1 year, they were a 15 a couple years back. Nobody really trusted Iona, because when you go against a Power 5 school, you need to play some defense, and Iona, you know, hasn't really been good defensively in years past, but now they're playing enough defense where when they're shooting like this or anything resembling this, they can be a live underdog as a 12 or a 13 seed.
Well, and it's pretty easy to see today their defensive pressure even ratcheted up a little bit more. 14 Mamba turnovers in that first half, Iona getting 22 points of them. And, you know, you've seen them a couple of times in person. We watch them on TV. I think right now it might be as good defensively as they could possibly play.
Oh, no doubt. In Tim Clue's tenure, which is now in its fifth year, this is by far the most defensive intensity that any Iona team has shown. Again, they're not outstanding defensively, but they're certainly good enough defensively where, with the way they play offense, they're dangerous, not only in the MAC, but also in a couple weeks in the NCAA tournament, should they get there.
All right, so the good for Monmouth is maybe they had to deal with that hot first half that Iona had. Now, certainly the Gaels more than capable of having it run all the way through 40 minutes, but things can change from time to time. You know, the bad for Monmouth is, when I look at it, you shoot 61% in that first half as a team, and you look up and you're down by 12, you're almost thinking about it, well, we have to make sure that we keep shooting as well as we have just to have a chance to stay alive in this game.
No doubt, but you can't keep trading buckets, especially with a team like Iona. They need to find, and again, Iona shot, where are we, 11 of 18 from three-point range, which is very, very absurd. You know, Monmouth needs to find just some way to at least close out on some shooters, limit the open opportunities just to give itself a chance. You know, this game doesn't feel like it's over. You know, 12-point deficit, Monmouth is shooting well, but you need to find some way, any way, to slow down Iona.
You know, we've talked about that during the course of the first 20 minutes of broadcast, and you say, all right, well, you rotate man, you rotate zone. I'm not sure either one has really worked the way that Monmouth would hope, and you can see on the sideline the frustration of King Rice just saying, you know, sometimes he's just got his hands on his head or looking down at the ground. I'm sure he's telling everyone what he wants to have happen, but right now, defensively, they're just not executing.
No, and Iona, you know, they've moved the ball pretty well, and you know, they're looking for the open shooter, and, you know, these guys, you know, Sed Kazmir and A.J. English, Isaiah Williams, they don't need a lot of space to get the shot off. If they have, you know, half a step in front of them, they're going to pull it. The first couple of shots that Cedric Kazmir hit, Justin Robinson was all over him, hand in his face, kid shot it, the kid made it anyway. It's times like, you know, things like that you really can't do anything about. Again, they need to find some way to, you know, I don't know, close out better, get a hand in a face, play with some more intensity. Something needs to be done.
And obviously Kazmir, a guy who well recognized this year, second team all league, rookie of the year. But I think what makes him so special as a player, he does the one thing that a lot of the guys on Iona don't, and he drives the ball to the basket. You know, even as he's a point guard, and he's like Justin Robinson, but he takes the ball to the basket. He can shoot from the outside. But a lot of their other guys, you know, an English, a Williams, a Lowry, those guys, you know, they'd like to just get it and shoot. But it's Kazmir who really makes that offense go.
And that's a good point. That's a very underrated part of his game. You know, he came on the scene this year as a freshman, and he hit a bunch of threes in some big early games right away, and that's kind of what he's known for. But you make a good point. He's 5'10", but he's shifty. He can get into the lane, you know, pretty much at will, and he's done that here a few times today, as you just said.
All right, my friend, so if we look towards this second half, put yourself in the Monmouth locker room, what is going on right now? Is it all about defense? Because you can't complain offensively what Monmouth does. What defensive switches do you think we see in the second half?
I kind of like them. Honestly, I like them a little bit more when they zoned up. I thought Iona was, you know, it's kind of silly to say that they were stifled by that, but they looked a little more unsure of themselves when Monmouth was going with that little matchup zone. So maybe you go that a little more often here early in the second half.
Always good to talk to you, bud. Hopefully we'll have one more to talk about coming up tomorrow. But Monmouth, obviously, some work. Read Josh's paper tomorrow. Follow him on Twitter. Check out online as well. It is a must if you are a Monmouth University athletic fan. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
I appreciate it, Matt.
That's Josh Newman. We'll step out of here, take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie and Steve are back at the table, and we'll get you set for the start of half number two. It's Iona 57, Monmouth 45. We are back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Thank you.